Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing the word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1, 2, and 3. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Our thought comes today in the form of a question. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? We're living in a time where there is a cry for deliverance, a cry for freedom. And there are so many that are seeking answers for the problems they are facing. The prophet Joel was told by God that there are multitudes in the valley of decision. And when you think about a valley, you think about a low place in life. And there are so many in low places who do not want to be there, but they need help in deciding which way to go and how to come out of their low places. And that is why we must take the water to the desert, because we don't know who we are on the verge of giving up, who no longer want to be on this earth. And this is why we must tell men and women, boys and girls, that there is an answer to all of their problems, and his name is Jesus. The story in the book of Acts comes to mind when Paul was about to go to Asia, and the Holy Spirit would not let him go. And then Paul tried to go to Bithynia, but the Holy Spirit would not let him go there either. And then when Paul became still, he had a vision that night of a man of Macedonia. And in this vision, this man was crying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And when Paul saw that vision, he knew that was the place he was supposed to be going to. And this shows us that there are many that's bound, but many are not crying out to God to be free. And those that's tired of being bound are crying. And those are the ones that God is responding to. And what God is doing, he's responding to their cries by sending his word through vessels that sold out to him, that's concerned about others not only existing, but living. Can these bones live? In our text, we notice how the hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel. And whenever you see that statement where the hand of the Lord is upon someone, it denotes God empowering that person for an assignment or a task. And the Lord's hand was upon him. And he was then carried out in the spirit, meaning he was being led to where he was needed and not to where he wanted to go. So God empowers us for assignments. And then he leads us to the place where he can use us. But we notice how Ezekiel was set down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones. Remember, the anointing is for service and not for showing off. The anointing is for service and not for showing off. In Acts 10:38, it tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now Ezekiel was set in the midst of a valley so he could see the condition of people's lives and how deep they were in bondage. And he noticed how they were very dry, lifeless, hopeless, and helpless. And then God asked him a question. Son of man, can these bones that's very dry, lifeless, hopeless, and helpless live? have life and not only exist? Many times we see people who are existing and they think they are living because they have stuff, cars, homes, money, clothes, and they may be well known by others, but they are very dry and they are putting up a front trying to get others to think that they are happy when they are tore up on the inside, broke down, hurt, miserable, and in pain. But notice Ezekiel's response to God's question. Oh Lord God, you know, which Ezekiel was right. But God wanted Ezekiel to know, as well as us, that in spite of how low folks may be, and in spite of how dry folk lives may be, these bones can live. So now God begins to tell Ezekiel how these bones that's so low, that's so dry, can live. And this will show us even more that God needs us to reach those who are in low places and who are very dry, and for them to know that they can live if they want to. It's amazing in the Old Testament how God used Ezekiel to reach those who were dry, lifeless, hopeless, and helpless. And then in the New Testament, when Jesus gave the Great Commission, not just to one person, but to every person who have given their life to Him. And that point being, everybody in the body of Christ has something to do. And it's not just one or two folks, but if you are saved, we all should be His witness. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8. God tells Ezekiel to prophesy, which means to preach, proclaim, and to utter or speak upon and not at folks, because sometimes people can be preached at rather than preached to. So the first step in these bones living is that they must hear the word of God. In Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And people must hear the word, because the word will, number one, convict them. Number two, enlighten them. Number three, encourage them. Number four, spark their faith, because God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Number five, inform them as to what to do. Number six, strengthen them. Number seven, motivate them. And number eight, reconstruct their life. Note in verse 7, when Ezekiel was prophesying or preaching the word, the bones came together, meaning stuff that was out of place started lining up with the word. And their life was so dry, began to take shape. And after Ezekiel finished preaching what God gave him to preach, he was then told to prophesy to the wind, meaning he was to invite the Holy Spirit to now fill those who had received the word and whose life was changing because of the word. So the word of God reconstruct their life, and the Holy Spirit energized their life so that others can see the changes that's taking place in them. Can these bones live? So after the word was preached to those who was in the valley of dry bones, the people, and those in the valley who received the word was preached to, started seeing changes take place in their life, where they begin to come together, and then they was filled with the Holy Spirit, who energized their life so others can see that in spite of where they are, and in spite of what folks have done, and in spite of how long folks have been in the mess, these bones can live, but they must want to. I must stress that. These bones can live if they want to. In our day and time, There are many that's in the valley, low places, and they are wondering if things can change for them. But just as God told Ezekiel to preach his word to those that was in the valley of dry bones, we must preach the word and not religion, not a set of rules and regulations, but nothing but the word. And we can't preach it if we don't know it, if we don't study it, if we don't search it, if we don't meditate on it, if we don't read it, and if we don't hunger after it. And once we preach what God gives us to preach, then the dry bones will begin to see changes taking place in their lives, only if they want to change. And then God will seal them with his Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. So to answer the question that God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Yes, they can, but they must want to. Stay tuned for part 2 of Can These Bones Live?